Well, today's not a good day, really, is it? There's lots of flood warnings. There's lots of warnings of heavy rain coming in. Torrential rain, floods expected as torrential rain sweeps over the United Kingdom. And, well, I suppose we're very used to bad weather, but it's a bit annoying and frustrating when it comes to the middle of summer, and that's the way things are. But often we ignore warnings. We often ignore the fact that we're told what it's going to be like. I do a lot of work on the streets, and there are some days in the past when I've ignored what my iPhone has said or what the weather forecast sites have said and said, oh, it'll not be. And I ignore the warning and go off and then find that we get soaked or we can't actually do what we're trying to do. I want to tell you what the Bible says about ignoring warnings. The Bible says this: for this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. God warned that the world would be judged by a flood in the days of Noah, and the Bible says people are ignorantly or willingly ignorant of this fact, that God spoke and created the heavens and the earth, and he actually created a situation where water was there above and beneath within the scope of this planet. And as a result, the judgment of God came and the world was overflowed with water and perished. But you say, what's that to do with me? Well, we might ignore the warnings of weather situation and weather forecasts today, but we're also ignoring what God says. For the Bible says, the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved to fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. God says that don't be ignorant of this fact. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day, and the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. God will judge the planet. He's promised he will. But the Bible says God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God offers us peace. He offers us repentance. He offers us to turn from our sin. He offers us his Son who died for us so that we could be forgiven and saved. And today he says, if we would come to repentance, we can be saved and rescued from facing not the flood that happened thousands of years ago, but the judgment of fire that will come in a future day, as the Bible predicts. I know the caricature of a man in the street with a billboard saying, you know, the end has come, God is going to judge the world, that is something that we mock and laugh at. But the Bible actually says there is, God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. Make sure you're ready. Your sins are forgiven. You have peace with God. This is urgent. Our economy's crashing. Our business is struggle. Life is hard. The biggest thing is this: make sure you're right with God, for God and eternity are real and forever. I trust God will bless you today. Thanks for listening.